If you're a Packers fan, would you rather see him win this season or next year? Well, this season, of course. Well, as the official proud window partners of Titletown, Pella of Wisconsin can make it so you win dough this season too. While so many others are saying, wait till next year to have your leaky, stuck, or squeaky windows and doors replaced, Pella of Wisconsin can have your new windows installed in as little as 8 weeks. Why shiver like you're in the huddle at Lambeau Field in January when you can be home all cozy and warm, surrounded by family and friends and Pella Windows. Plus, 555 is back. Get up to 5 years, no interest, in 5 months, no first payment. And if you order at your initial appointment, even up to 5% same-day order savings. Set your consultation today at PellaWI.com/radio. PellaWI.com/radio. Or call 855-PELLA-WI. 855-PELLA-WI. Certain restrictions apply. See showroom for details.
Making sense out of all this nonsense. This is the Regular Joe Show.
Welcome back. Joe Gigante, your Regular Joe, here with you at 9:55. I'm going to go back, right back to the phones. 888-455-1360. 888-455-1360. 1360. Kenny in Wrightstown, Europe. Good morning, Kenny. How are you today?
Not too bad, yourself.
I'm doing fantastic. What do you got for me?
Well, my wife is being threatened of being fired as of sometime in the middle of next month.
She
and you brought up earlier, she's being threatened because she doesn't want to get the job, and I don't blame her.
Now, is she in healthcare, or what field is she in?
Yeah, she does CMA.
CMA, Certified Medical Assistant.
The company she's working for is saying, you need to get the job or and file the paperwork by October 14th or 30 days to terminate your employment. So my question is, now we all have these hospitals who are saying, we're low on space, we don't have enough people. Who's going to treat us?
Well, that's the whole thing. I mean, I'm sorry. Go ahead. Finish up. Go ahead.
Why are we not calling hospitals and saying, who is going to treat us? What pressure on hospitals?
I'm going to tell you, you know who needs to put the pressure on these hospitals and on these health systems and so forth are the employees that don't want to be subjected to the jab. And what I mean by that is not just that your wife should stand up one day and be like, I'm, you know, mad as hell, not going to take it anymore. No, talk to other like-minded people. Look, I've mentioned this before. If you look at the stats, it's anywhere as low as 20%, as high as 45% of medical professionals, meaning doctors, nurses, CMAs, technicians.
I understand what you're saying. I'm a regular listener. What I'm saying is, I think the regular public should do the same thing.
Well, I don't disagree.
And asking who's going to treat us.
I don't disagree, but what I'm trying to say though, Kenny, is, and I agree they can do that. But the thing that these medical professionals need to realize is they have the leverage and the power in this. Because of exactly, look, right here, this is out of another Epic Times story. Texas hospital faces closure over vaccine mandate. And this is the chief executive of a hospital in Texas saying, look, if you make this go through, we're going to have to shut our doors because we're going to immediately lose 20% of our employee base. And now that is the case where you have an actual leader of the system saying, we don't want to do this. But in the systems where they don't have those leaders, if 20% of the people that are employed at those local systems stands up and says, we're not doing it, I promise you the system will blink. Because ultimately, these places have to make money. If they lose 20% of their workforce, then they will not make money, and then they'll be up the creek without a paddle. And I'm not saying it to be in light of those that people need to be treated by these professionals. They do. And you're right. Someone's got to treat them. But my point is this. They're playing a game of chicken right now. They're the bigger losers. doctors and nurses and everything, there are in demand. Matter of fact, if there is a very smart system out here, I'd be out there recruiting these people, saying, look, come work for us. We won't make you do it. After all, these medical professionals have been working through COVID for 18 months. They've been doing this, and they've managed to do it without getting these shots. And these are the ones we're supposed to trust, and they're the ones saying, I don't want the shot. I mean, Kenny, you're right. Everyone should call, but use the leverage they have.
I own all of it, right? Think again. Uncle Sam owns a piece of it because you still owe taxes whenever you withdraw that money. For many families, this will be